views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to thrive? It is time to take action. Hello, everyone. This is Jen, and you are listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. What is the result of thriving? Body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Tune in to hear about these elements and the scientifically and spiritually proven action steps to stand in confidence, love from within, be unstoppable in fulfilling your dreams, and create synchronicity so you can flow toward abundance and love. Hear real stories that will inspire you to take action today and be a catalyst for positive change in this world through creating your own Thrive life. Let's do this. Feel empowered and ignite your soul with Thrive by Jen Radio starting now.
Hey, everybody, it's Jen Zelop, and welcome to Thrive by Jen Radio here on Transformation Talk Radio. And I just want to say a huge welcome to our inaugural 2018 episode one, Thrive by Jen Radio. We are about body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. You know, when I've been coaching for a long time now, it's 25 years, and when I kicked off writing this episode, one of the things that came to me was, could there really be a secret sauce or magic pill when it comes to body confidence and a fulfilled mind and a synchronized soul with God? And you know what? There is. And I'm pretty excited to take this opportunity and share it with you over the coming weeks here on our show, and share with you just exactly what that magic pill and secret sauce is. It's, you know, if right now, if you aren't living in a state of happy and peace and joy and fulfillment and abundance, then what you're doing isn't working. And for sure, you're going to want to tune in to us here at Thrive by Jen Radio and this episode and over the coming weeks to learn just exactly what that secret sauce and magic pill is. So again, a huge, huge welcome, and thank you so much for tuning in. And I'm just excited for the next hour to share with you me to help you experience and learn what can happen in your life when we do create body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. So each week we're going to kick off 8 a.m. Pacific time, 11 a.m. Eastern. You're going to hear a real life testimony. I'm going to have people, guests on the show calling in to share with us about their real life stories, about their journeys. My favorite thing to do is to share, and my favorite thing is about real life. And so I know through my years of just living and coaching that hearing other people's testimony about what they've been through, how they've develop their will and their drive and their determination and what's gotten them through tough times is something that I've taken and I've used. And in turn, I would like to share that with all of you. So for sure, we are going to have people on the show who are going to share with us their real life stories and what they've done. And hopefully you can learn from them and take their experiences and know that there right now may be something that you're going through. And it's always nice to hear, right? It's, I don't know. It's just, it's that hearing from somebody else that they get it, that they understand. And that's truly one of the many things that I hope that you'll take away from these shows, that we're human and we're here for each other and we all go through stuff, and there's times that we need to be strong and there are times that we need to be vulnerable and there are times that we help each other. So we're there for each other and we get each other through good times and bad times. So I am super excited to be with you here, and what I'd like to do is just share a little bit about my message and what to expect. So body confidence, mind fulfillment, soul synchronicity. They're all together. We work as one, right? Body, mind, and soul. And my message and what I believe is that God gave us free will. And what is that free will? Free will are choices. And we have choices that, making those choices that will help us become our best version of ourselves. And also will move us along our path with God. And that's why I'm here. I'm here to share that with you. I'm here to share some pretty bad choices I've made. I'm here to share some pretty good choices that I've made as well. I want to share with you my experiences, my knowledge, what I've learned, other people's testimony in guiding you along the path to your best self. In my coaching practice, I call it fuel for the flesh. We are fleshy. And I'm going to take this moment. It's actually been a really just a life-changing a week. So last Sunday, I lost who was my love and my partner. And my partner, John, passed away suddenly. And it has been real and devastating and a blessing because of the love that has been shared between family and friends and community. John taught me lessons. He gave me unconditional love. He taught me what unconditional love is and what it means and what it looks like. My faith is what's taking me through this and what's taking my children through this and us moving forward. There's just so much that I want to share with you in what I've learned as I go through this process. In future shows, I'm going to invite people to call in and for us to talk about things, experiences that they've had with losing loved ones, because it's such for our flesh, right? It's my belief is that he's in eternity with God. And really, for me, that's about peace. And that's something that's extremely peaceful. But it's about us here, right? It's about us here today, right? Us moving on here in person, in flesh. And it's that flesh that I feel is my calling to share with you how to be the best version of yourself in your flesh. And I really am excited to share with you tools and techniques, words, things that I've learned, things that I've coached, but most of all, testimony through God, because it's God who gives us grace and blessings and things to be appreciative of, and just so many wonderful things that I've learned through my faith, and in turn, I would love to share with all of you. So in our flesh life, we not only have so many choices to make in a day, we allow ourselves to be influenced in so many ways, right? We have our external environment. We have what will my parents think, right? We get influenced by friends. What will friends think? What will the neighbor think? We've had things happen to us that certainly influence future decisions, and things happen that we create a story around. So what I'd like to do is just jump into a little bit about my experience when we return from this short break and share with you some choices that I've made and how God has helped me, turn my crooked places straight. We'll be back in a few.
Thank you. Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Thrive by Jen Radio. I'm Jen, and you are listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. And when prior to commercial, we just started touching base about free will and what that means. So free will, just to recap quickly, are choices, right? There are our choices. And our choices are based on fear, or our choices are based on love. So just, quick example of what fear looks like. We've kind of called them some palatable words, right? So fear is anger, hate, jealousy, just frustration, your lack, right? When we're lack of control, when we feel like we have to control something, that's fear-based. Where love is you feel it. You're literally coming from your heart. You're coming from source, from God. You're making decisions based on the goodness of, based on what would be good for other people. You're making decisions based out of love. So what I share at Thrive by Jen Radio is those free will choices, they're a big deal. They really are. That's flesh, right? That's our flesh. That's our flesh side versus our spiritual side. And we're guided through God's word about making free will choices that are based on love. And what happens based on external environment, our upbringing, school, things that happen in school, things that happen in relationships, things that have happened in our life, we have those experiences that influence us. We have those experiences where we can create a story around those experiences. And sometimes, and a lot of the times, we go towards fear, and that's what those stories are tied to. So that fear impacts us, how the choices we make. And we can, you know, we can make choices about love at any time. But I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm going to be upfront. And this is what's happened in my life. Sometimes they're hard. It's really hard. It's hard. You know, you know what you should do, and you have this, but I want to do this. You know, and I'm going to make it real. Let me give you a simple example. I know I should work out, but I really want to eat the cake. You know, I know I shouldn't start an argument right now. That person really made me angry. So this, we're faced with constant, right? It's constant. So I, you know, my message is to share with you making those free will choices and making them from love. And we'll go through how to do that. Each week we're gonna cover, I'm gonna give you the tools, the techniques. We're gonna talk about God, making just the best free will choices you can to have the best life. So who am I? I just, you know, I love to be personal. I love to get to know people, and I love when people can get to know me. So a little bit about me, I'll be 48 in November. And I share my age just because finally, after a long, long time, I'm very comfortable in my own skin. I'm so happy, at peace, even with this tragedy that has struck our family. And it's new. It's new. I love what we had, and I loved our life and what, you know, what he gave me, what John gave me. And so I take those experiences I've learned to now through my free will choices to be with those experiences and not to, you know, we had an argument, you know, 3 days before he passed away, but nothing was, you know, there's no regret. There's no, right. There's no, I wish we hadn't, but there was peace there. It didn't impact us, but I'm sharing that with you because I choose to, you know, focus on all of our moments together that we've just been amazing. So that's what I share with you about our free will. So I have two boys and they are amazing. My oldest son, Will, is almost 16 and my younger son, Sean, is almost 14. We live near New York, which is close to New York City. We're only about 35 miles away, which is an amazing place to be and to be part of all different cultures and experiences. My childhood is super important to this journey that I've been on because I can honestly say that it was not good. It was, you know, moments of being awful. And I just share that with you, and I will share a window into my world because it doesn't matter your past. You can create your thrive life going forward based on the choices that you make, based on your faith, based on your choices, based on what you desire as an outcome. It's just, you know, letting go of our past, letting go what happened. The past is the past, and we can create this beautiful future for us, for our family, but for others. You know, it was my gosh, the outpouring of love and support that I've had this past week. And, you know, it was so timely. And this was, you know, again, synchronicity, right? Saturday night, John passed on Sunday, and Saturday night, I went with a girlfriend to this abundance meditation. And it was about abundance in everything. It's about love. It was really about love. And the importance of it was about the flow of giving and receiving. And I am not a fantastic receiver. Pride got in the way. Some moments where embarrassment got in the way. It was a feeling like I was a burden that got in the way. So I was happy to give, and it was wonderful to give. But the receiving part was, I put the dam up. I stopped it. And it was so interesting because Saturday night, that's what the meditation was all about. And I walked out of there like really understanding how important the giving and receiving flow of the world is. This is about all of us. So I'm just a little piece, and part of my role here is to be part of all of you. So I really understood the flow of give and receive, and this, you know, tragedy struck on Sunday with our family. And during the week, a friend reached out to me and she said, Jen, you have to receive. This is what they need to give. And I said, you're so right. And honestly, I need to receive. It was so overwhelming. And so the loss was so big that I needed my friends. I needed my family. I needed people to cook. It was just so, there was a point in the middle of the week where I had received so much. And I looked at my girlfriend and I really felt 10 times closer to her. Our connection, our humanness, I felt so close to her. And I said that to her. I said, you know, I love how close I feel to you because I opened the dam up and she gave and I received. And not only did I feel so much closer to her and to all the others who gave to me, I immediately felt compelled. Like I wanted to give, I wanted to keep the dam going. I wanted to keep the stream going. I wanted to release that dam. I wanted it away. I wanted it broken down. I wanted it shattered. So that given that receive, we're going to go through that. And we're going to talk about that more because in this process of making decisions based in love, that's so important. It's so important. So sharing with you my childhood, both my parents were raging alcoholics. It was a tough scene. It was a tough upbringing. There wasn't a lot of money. Sometimes there was food. Sometimes there wasn't a lot of food. Sometimes there was heat in the house. Sometimes there wasn't. And it's okay. You know, I've learned this is part of my beautiful journey. And through it, right, we gain from that. That's, you know, our journey, our stories that we gain from that. That's big. That's our resilience. That's our resilience. So don't, you know, this is so, so be proud, open to sharing your past. Don't hold it. Let it go. The past is the past. But what has happened to us is what's made us. So I have I have a sister and two brothers. My sister, I am so, so close with. I adore. And my brother, too. And our other brother, unfortunately, has made decisions that we're not sure where he is. He's been out of our life for a long time. And again, it's an example for us for decisions made, right? We have choices, our free will choices made from love and free will choices made from fear. So this is, it's brief, and my synopsis is just that, because throughout our show each week, I will for sure share with you more details and share with you about when I chose one path, when I should have chosen another, and give you those examples of fear and love and how we can take that into our everyday life. I think that's something that's so important to me to share, because I feel like every day happens so quickly, right? We get thrown, we maybe start out in the morning with the intention of like I'm going to be appreciative. My intention is to live peacefully. My intention is to smile more. My intention is to connect more. And then all of a sudden, right, we get a little curveball and we run to that fear. That fear gets activated. So it's important to share this and be in this moment with you, because it's happens quickly. And I want all of you to have that default of your decisions coming from love. And to be honest with you, God plays a big role in that. So when we talk about soul synchronicity, you're going to see just how important our faith plays in these everyday choices that we make. So in the beginning of the show, I shared with you what Thrive by Jen Radio is about, and it's about body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity, body, mind, and soul. And I will share with you how to create these beautiful states. And just know, though, that they're all intertwined. This is, even though we may be focusing on an episode of body, mind and soul are right there. Everything, we are one. And it's important to know where our mind, when we say something, when we think something, how much it impacts our body and our soul, and it just coming from our soulful place of faith, how important that is, how that impacts our mindset, and then in turn impacts our body and getting the results that we want. So after break, we are going to kick off, and I'm going to kick off with body confidence defined, what it means and how to achieve it, and exactly what it looks like.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
High-frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light Integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to Jen Zellup, Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. I've just shared a bit about my mission here for Thrive by Jen Radio and a little bit about me. There's going to be so much to share each week, so please mark your calendars and join us here on Mondays, 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio, where my mission is to share with you everything I know, everything I've been through, and everything I continue to learn to create what I like to call your Thrive Life. And part of it, that Thrive Life, is body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. So let's start to dive in, and we'll kick it off with body confidence and the definition of, and what does that mean? So what is confidence, right? Things that come to mind that are an important piece of confidence. First is trust. And I just, I'd like to share with you. So trust, my Thrive concept, and what does it mean to live or thrive life? Thrive is the foundation. And in that foundation are elements. And those elements are, the T stands for trust, H stands for heart, R stands for resilience, I stands for intuition, V stands for values, and E stands for excellence. And I've created this program, and trust being one of those elements. There's over 50 action steps for you to start today in the convenience of your own home, at the office. What I love about it is that, I don't know about you, but sometimes it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon and I need a soul pick me up. And so what I'll do is I'll hop on into the Thrive group online. You get your own password, and I'll do one of the exercises. I'll do one of the action steps, and it brings me back. It grounds me. It helps me live every day making those free will choices that move me to love, that keep me on my path, getting closer to God, and keeps me moving in love. So if you hop over to jenniferzellup.com and hit the Thrive Online, Join Thrive tab, it's literally, the program is $27, and you get everything. You get all the action steps. You can go at your own pace. You can go at your leisure, but you'll see how you start building the foundation. You start building trust. You start building heart. You start building resilience. We just mentioned before the commercial break that our journey so far, that's what's giving us our resilience. And in our action steps, I show you how to celebrate that resilience, how to be proud of what you overcome, to be grateful for what you've been through, to be grateful for what you've overcome. So it's just, you know, it's just life changing. It's just life changing. So let's dive into trust and what it means. If you look up confidence, trust is listed. Trust is a belief, right? Trust is a belief is just, you know it, right? You just know it. It's an understanding and it's a commitment in thinking. And so how does that translate for us? Well, what you believe about your body is going to impact your level of confidence about your body. What does that mean? So start thinking about how amazing your body is, right? It doesn't matter if we just talk about, let's talk about weight loss for a second. If you're not at the weight that you desire, take the focus off of that. Put the focus back on what can your body do, right? Our bodies are incredible. They hold, our legs hold us up. You know, our legs are strong. They carry us. You know, our arms hug our children. Our arms hug each other. You know, this past week when so many people poured their love into me, so much of it was through physical contact. So much of it were, you know, long hugs. And that should be praised. That should be honored. That's what you should be talking about. So confidence is about, you know, if you're a mom and you created this beautiful human being, right? Some moms have created multiple human beings and multiple human beings at once. It's a body that carries groceries to feed your family, to feed yourself. It's a body that volunteers. It's being, you know, the legs for someone whose legs don't work right now. It's being the arms for someone who needs arms right now. Our bodies are amazing. They're amazing. And that's what body confidence is about, celebrating that. It doesn't, it's for me personally and in my coaching, I believe in me being better than I was yesterday, but I'm going to take the word better off the table. And I have to be honest with you. I learned this past week from John, from this experience is it's not better. It's more meaningful. It's more meaningful. It's more meaningful about our body. It's you know, the whole, well, I don't look like I want to look like right now is superficial. And I shared, one of the things that I shared and a lesson that I learned, I was given the gift of seeing John take his last breath. And in that moment, everyone, I can honestly say with you that there was not a superficial thought that was going through his mind. The superficial concept disappears in those moments. So I want to bring back for you about more meaningful, being more meaningful. So I want, body confidence is about being more meaningful about what your body can do. And there's, it's an, right, being more meaningful, it's an absolute desire to, you know, if you're working on a goal and your goal is to lose a few pounds because it's about health, right? It's about feeling better. That's about having more meaning because now you're attaching to it, right? What is the driving force behind that? To feel better, to move easier, to to have more fun with your family. Maybe there's an issue with how quick you can move, and taking off a few pounds will allow you to move more quickly. It's more meaning. It's more meaningful. So the external environment is not a reliable source for our trust. Okay, let's just talk body for a minute so I can draw a picture for you, because I want this to be about everyday living. And so our body, right, to make it more meaningful, is talking about its capability, right? Its abilities, its strength, it's what it can do, it's what it's been through. It's not about what we look like right now, okay? It's about making it more meaningful. So the external environment, we've become a society, right, where it is about, sometimes it is about what we look like. It's, right, it's not celebrating all of our different sizes. It's not, the focus isn't always about celebrating what our bodies can do. So for trust, trust is internal. Trust is our self-talk. Trust is what we say about ourselves. Trust is saying and sharing what our bodies can do. Trust is talking to somebody and when they compliment you, saying thank you. It's helping you build up that belief, right? Confidence, in the beginning, we said it's a belief. It's a way of thinking. Again, too, this is from love, right? We're coming from a place of love. This isn't about fear. So it's not about somebody complimenting you and then you letting them know. I almost feel, and this is me, and if this is you, give me a shout out on my Facebook page and share with me your thoughts. Look me up on my Facebook page, Jen Zellup, and share with me. I want to hear from you. I want to have a relationship with you about building body confidence. So years ago, when instead of celebrating my body, I was obese as a child. I was overweight. It was a big deal. I was bullied. I was made fun of. I had many body confidence issues, and I looked to the external environment for that trust in really what was inside of me, right? What God gave me, right? Because we have it inside of us. That's that secret pill that I talked about. That's that, you know, magic pill, secret formula, secret sauce. We have all these beautiful things inside of us. We have this love inside of us already. It's been given to us from God, from Source. So this is about us extracting it and pulling it out and exposing it. And that goes back to our flesh, our free will choices. So years ago, my free will choice was to beat myself up about my body because it wasn't exactly what it looked like. So when somebody paid me a compliment, I was quick to, oh yeah, yeah, but this isn't, you know, this isn't, this, I'm not at the final destination. Or somebody would say, wow, that's, you know, you look great in that outfit. I'd be like, no, this is this whole thing. So we're quick to dismiss, right? And again, just bringing it back to what I brought up in the show before about giving and receiving, think about that. You're putting up the dam. You're stopping the flow. You're stopping the flow, and the flow is so important in our world. It's so important to humankind. It's so important to our humanness to have that give and receive, to have that flow. And it starts with us. It starts with us. So it's that trust. It's that belief. Confidence is about feeling certain. That what are you certain about regarding your body? Focus on what you can do. What we focus on, we find. So feeling certain about something is proof of things that you know will be. Okay, so let's do this real, let's do this real lifestyle. Let's do this real everyday living. I joke, who out there, just like me, you go to the grocery store and you come home with 50 bags and you are determined to get every 50 bags in to the house on in one trip. And you start like you're hanging the groceries from your shoulders, right? And you load up. That I joke with this, but you know, it's pretty incredible, right? It's pretty incredible what our body can do. We push it. You know, I have friends who are doing all these races around the world that are physically pushing their bodies. I have friends who are deciding to work out for the very first time who haven't worked out in 20 years. The body is amazing and it can do amazing things. And we need to celebrate that. Okay. So it's feeling certain about what it's doing. And it's feeling certain about the potential of what it can do, not what it can't do. I'll take it back to meaningful. But again, I mean, this week changed my life. And it changed it in a way to bring in meaning. And that's what I'll share. And that's what I want for all of you. Excuse me. Confidence is feeling assurance about one's own abilities. So be, you know, so what I'd like you to do today and this week is I want you to write down what your body can do. And your list should be, it should be long. And look at that list and write down those abilities. And I want you to find me on Facebook on my page and I want you to post your abilities. I want to see them. I want to hear from you because that is giving you assurance. That assurance is building your confidence in your abilities. And that's so important. Okay, so that's an everyday step. So far we have building that assurance, writing down your abilities, talking about your abilities to yourself, what you can do, somebody paying you a compliment and you receiving and taking it and saying thank you. And honestly, sitting in that moment and we'll talk next for it, but being thankful for that, being thankful for what that body can do. And trusting, having that belief, having that thinking, right? That's how I think. It's just, it's a confidence in how I think. It's not pride. Pride is so different. And we'll cover that. A confidence, a body confidence is just knowing the wonderful things that your body does on a daily basis and celebrating it. And celebrating what your body can do in that flow of abundance, in giving and receiving and helping others. So thankfulness. In my coaching, thankfulness go hand in hand. So thankfulness about what our body can do. Thankfulness for the parts of our body we have. Thankfulness for our abilities. You see where this is going? Thankful heart, right? Living in a thankful heart is about mindset. It's about that beautiful mindset. And we'll, when we talk about mind fulfillment, we'll talk more about that. But see how they're intertwined, right? Living in thankfulness is that mindset, which then in turn impacts your body. Believing that you are capable, being thankful that you are capable, thankful for opportunities to share your abilities, right? Thankful for opportunities to share your capabilities. There are things that people had the capability of giving to me this past week. And I am so thankful that they gave that to me, that they gave me their abilities. They gave me what they could do, what they were good at. There were people who organized. There were people who cooked. You know, they took their abilities and shared them with me. I love this one. A big piece of confidence is having faith in. And what does that mean? Faith is complete trust or confidence in someone or something. So faith, I'll say that again, complete trust in or confidence in someone or something. So we're going to talk more a lot about having faith in God and how God has given us confidence and how he helps to give us confidence. I want to highlight here, though, and how I'll share with you about free will choices that you can make, your flesh choices, right? Your free will choices to build your faith in yourself and the belief you have about yourself, the trust you have in yourself. We're giving life to your body confidence, and that's giving life to your body. Intention of the heart is a big piece of confidence. What are your intentions when it comes to your heart? Have you ever, you know, I invite you to check with yourself as you go through your week, is when you start your day, what are your intentions of your heart? Are you choosing better foods? Are you choosing to work out? Are you choosing to go for a walk? Are you choosing to smile? Are you choosing to build that body confidence, what it takes to build it? Are you choosing positive talk? Are you choosing negative self-talk? So those intentions are so important in helping you build that body confidence. In closing, for body confidence, I just, you know, part of in my coaching, I always talk to, I talk to my clients about, we have the answers inside of us, and it's about pulling those answers out, right? It's about using tools to extract what's inside of us. It's about making free will choices that get us closer to love, that move us closer. And we kind of have it backwards a little bit, because we're always, you know, saying, well, how, you know, people always ask me, Jen, how do I do this? How do I do that? How do I lose weight? How do I gain confidence? How do I do this? How do I get a mindset? And it's our choices. It's our choices. So through our process here, I'll share with you, it's not always easy. It's not always easy, but it's so worth it. It's so worth it. And if I could, you know, just confidently say that, you know, through my years, I've made choices out of fear, and I've made choices out of love. And those choices out of love always, always won. You know, a big thing that I've learned this week and what John taught me is that love wins. And love wins for all, especially when love wins for ourselves, when through confidence, through body confidence, loving on ourselves, setting those intentions, seeing them come through, seeing them through, having faith, right? Celebrating our abilities, celebrating our capabilities, being thankful, a genuine thankfulness for everything, even the tough moments, you know, even the tough moments. So those free will choices, right? That's what the action steps that I mentioned to you about in the Thrive program, those action steps will start to help you making those free will choices, those choices that are geared more towards love versus fear. So there's still so much to cover. And in our next episode, we're going to talk more about mind fulfillment and body and soul synchronicity, which again, you'll see how everything comes together. And then in the coming weeks, what I would love to do is share with you, we'll take bits and pieces of real life experiences from people, and show with you how they've built body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. I invite everybody, please. I would love to hear from you. You can always email me at jenniferzellup jenzellup@yahoo.com. You can also reach me on Facebook. We have a page, Jen Zellup, where I would love to hear your stories. I want you to share with me your abilities, your capabilities, and also visit jenniferzellup.com, and you can see our Thrive program for just a great way to start building and exercising those free will choices. And again, join us next week here at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 Eastern. I thank you so much for joining me and for allowing me to share with you this time, these moments, these personal moments. And I look forward to for doing more. And have a wonderful day, everybody. Have a wonderful week. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, as Jen shares the action steps and real stories from people throughout the country that will ignite you to stand in confidence, love from within, and be unstoppable at fulfilling your dreams. For more information, podcast downloads, and to connect with Jen, visit JenniferZellup.com.